and this is not the time or place.
So I can't show a photograph?
Not in that manner.
So I cannot show the photograph to you?
You could give them to the clerk.
So I can give this to the clerk right now, correct? So I apologize for showing this to the audience and to you.
If you give it to me, I can submit it.
Okay, that will be just fine. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you.
Now, I'm going to talk about one of the most important things I think is missing here with the assembly and the state and all the agencies is the word respect. And in the Tlingit culture, it's very, very important, respect. And that means the tribal relationship, the permissions, the involvement, it did not happen. So I don't know the timeline when the assembly knew they had to choose a pit, or when the state agencies and federal agencies knew, but no one contacted the tribe. They were not informed. So that is one of the main things that I see. And also the relationship with the place. It's not just native land. It's the whole towns. It's everyone's. I know for a fact that people go out there near that creek and collect their traditional medicines. Devil's Club grows especially strong, if I'm right, by the creek. And so that's very important area to get Devil's Club and get the medicines. It's also important for deer hunting. It's very important for berry picking, harvesting. The clans have done that for thousands of years. So I don't know at one point, what point did, because we are the city, we are also the state, and we are also a citizens, the federal government. So at one point, did not the assembly, if everybody knew which pit was going to be chosen, or during the whole process of designing, the agency's designing, did not anyone say, there's a tribe in Wrangell and we would like to involve them? Because government to government happens all the time. This is not new. WCA is not new. They are involved in many decision makings. Offices in Juneau, offices in Anchorage, the big cities, all these agencies know they are supposed to involve the tribal agencies in the communities. It really concerns me is why that didn't happen. And for the assembly, and everybody who works in these offices here, you know the tribal members. You know their office is just next door. So that's what concerns me, is that no one was contacted. And it makes me think this is actually a way of doing business that's been for probably 200 years, is to be able to make these decisions without the indigenous peoples in the area and then involve them after the fact. And that's just not going to work in this instance, because most people in this town don't want that there. And I just want to say that I'm in support, and I'm pretty sure that the descendants are in support of the tribe and their decision and their letter, too. So, anyway, thank you for letting me speak.
I have a question.
I would like to bring up the point that that fill site was discussed 6 months or a year in advance in this meeting, broadcast over this microphone to everybody. Okay, the agenda was out there. People heard it. People heard us discussing it. But it was not our decision. Nobody is keeping anything from the tribe. If you want to know what's going on, listen. Pay attention. Read the newspaper. It's all in there. Nobody's hiding anything from anybody. All you have to do is get involved. Thank you.
Thank you. why I am involved now, because I first learned of it.
Are you finished?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Next speaker is Jamie Roberts.
This doesn't feel very inviting. My name is Jamie Roberts. I live at 11.25 miles of Mobile Highway. Like the others, I would like to express gratitude for what you guys have done on the existing site for the cleanup. I don't have any concerns about that particular area or what has been done. What I do have concerns about is the process that occurred afterwards in the decision. I heard John talking about things like a proposed action or alternatives or preferred alternative. My background is in environmental policy on a federal level. And so there's a process that we follow. When you want to do a proposed action, you want to do something out on the land, you need to put that out for a public process to notify the public. There have been memos that I've seen that stated that I think there was a 120-day public comment period requirement. I don't have any of my stuff with me tonight, my notes. I wasn't expecting to be here. I didn't know this was happening, that they were going to be here. Anyway, I'm just concerned that a public involvement process that involved the tribe or local agencies did not occur, and I don't want to see that happen in the with any activities that go on. I would like to see a proper process take place. I believe there is a legal requirement to have a public involvement process. It would be worth looking into. One that respects the local stakeholders enough to really involve them. And the other thing that I did have is I don't believe that the Alaska Department of Fish and Game was given the proper data for fish stream habitat out in that area. I did pass, or I spoke with, I think, two of you last night, or I showed you the map before we were asked it was time to get out of here last night. And that shows that there are fish stream locations very close to that rock pit. That data can all be found. You can go talk to the fisheries biologists at the local Forest Service here. They were not contacted for any information. We have a great resource here that has been on the ground out there. They weren't utilized. And so I just have some concerns that some decisions were made without really utilizing local knowledge and involving the public. And that's all I'd like to say. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions?
I don't have any questions, but I do have a couple comments, okay? I've lived here all my life, okay? If I want to know something, especially now, there's a whole different situation now. We have web pages, we have Facebook pages, there is a newspaper, there is the radio. These meetings are never private. There has never been a private meeting in this chambers as far as I've been here all my life, okay? Nobody has ever held anything. If someone didn't contact the tribe, maybe, and this is a suggestion for the tribe, maybe you guys should have somebody at every meeting then. Because if it was dropped, and I'm not saying from the city or the DEC, then maybe it's something that you guys need to do. Have your person that does all your stuff look at this chamber's or the city's agendas and all of that stuff, and then you guys can also come to us. I mean, we are here as volunteers. We are not here to hide anything. You want to put blame on somebody, then find somewhere else to do it, okay? Because there's no blame being put on anybody here. If the tribes weren't notified, then also if you want blame, then blame the tribe and us. Because you guys weren't paying attention to all the meetings that we had, and I will say it, that happens all the time. Right until the very last meeting, all of a sudden it's a big uproar and everyone says, we never knew nothing. Well, I'm telling you, you got the KSDK, you got the radio, you got even TV scanner, you have Facebook, you have all this media, and you tell me that this is the first time that anybody in this rank has heard of this? That's bull malarkey. What it is now we're down to the dirty end of it, and everybody wants to scream at us. Well, we ain't hiding anything. There's nothing being hid here.
With all due respect, you hear me screaming at you. I'm just asking for a proper legal process. I worked for the federal government. One of the first people we contact when we want to involve in a project is the tribe. It's out of respect. It's a requirement.
So point of order.
We're not going to get into a discussion back and forth here.
Okay, so I just have my comments, okay?
No,
and,
but it's not the time.
Okay.
It's for the public.
You're saying shame on me.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying
again.
Okay.
You're out of order. We won't have these discussions backwards and forth. If you want to have a discussion, go out in the hallway or outside and do it.
Sorry, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. That concludes persons to be heard. Next item is unfinished business. We have none. Item 13, new business, 13A. Request to vacate a private access utility easement along the mutual property line of lots 37A and 37B of the Senna subdivision zone rural residential. That was a public hearing item.
Move to approve the vacation of a private utility access along the mutual property line with lot 37A, 37B, and of the Senna subdivision zoned rural residential requested by Charles and Joan Martin, owners.
Second.
We're moved and second. Any discussion? Hold on, please.
Assembly members Rooney?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13B, approval of the senior citizen tax exemption for Lloyd and Charlotte Brown. Just a note here, item 13B and C are very similar, and the resolutions that follow are pretty much explain it. So, again, approval of the senior citizen tax exemption for Lloyd and Charlotte Brown.
I move to approve the 2017 senior tax exemption late file application for Lloyd and Charlotte Brown.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Poll, please.
Assembly members Rooney?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13C, approval of the senior citizen tax exemption for Anthony and Sue Ann Guggenbecker.
I move to approve the 2017 senior tax exemption for Anthony and Sue Ann Guggenbeckler.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Poll vote, please.
Assembly members Rooney?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13D, proposed resolution number 08-17-1373. A resolution of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the assessment value for tax year 2017 for Lloyd and Charlotte Brown, Lot 19D, U.S. Survey, 2900, 5.5 miles, Shoemaker Loop Road, due to a manifest clerical error.
Move to approve resolution number 08-17-1373. That amends the assessment value for the year 2017 tax year.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Poll, please.
Assembly members Rooney?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13E, proposed resolution number 08-17-1374. A resolution of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the assessment value for tax year 2017 for Anthony and Sue Ann Guggenbecker to Lot 44, Block 26. A portion of Cedar Street vacation, 802 Zamovia Highway, due to a manifest clerical error.
I move to adopt resolution number 08-17-1374 that amends the assessment value for the 2017 tax year.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Poll, please.
Assembly members Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 14, attorney's file, a summary report was provided to the assembly. Item 15 is executive session. We have none, and we will adjourn at 8:10 p.m.